Well, the really nice thing about living in Northampton is that you can get to London really quickly. And today I've actually got a meeting in London, so I've come early. And I thought I'd check out for lunch this Nordic bakery. So we've jumped on the train. It's taken us about 50 minutes to get to London. And it's really two stops down on the Victoria line to Oxford Circus. We've just walked down Carnaby Street and binkied left then right into Golden Square. And I brought my daughter along with me. We thought it would make quite a nice day out. May as well take advantage of coming to London and spend a bit of time here today. So, looking around the square, Libiana, can you see the Nordic Bakery anywhere?
No.
Should we have a wander down this way?
Yeah.
There we go. Right. I perhaps should have taken a photograph. I think... It's a lovely square, isn't it? People eating everywhere. Let's cross over and see what we can find. We've spotted it. Right. We've got to walk around. Just on the corner here, and we're in Soho. So there are maybe 20 mobilettes parked around this corner, so we're going to have to go all the way along here to cross over. It's on the other side of the road. It's a very pretty square with lots of people eating. And it's a very... Here we are. Hang on. Car just driving past, and we'll cross over. Here. There's some wrought iron railings outside, and it's very plain. It's not... It's sort of got wooden... almost New England look about it. So, and the colour of the walls is that very deep blue that was on the cookery book. And I can see my friend sitting inside waiting for me. Right, and to go and see Helen from Fast Free Flavours. Here we are. Oh, hi.
Hi, this is your show.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, we're recording this for the show. Yeah, we'll move. These benches are absolutely lovely. Helen, it was quite straightforward to get here. Thank you for the directions.
Well, you know, time to ditch the taxis, Vanessa. And
I threatened to catch a taxi. Right, we'll sit down and we'll order something.
You need more exercise and then you can eat more.
That is the point. Having climbed up all the escalators and the steps and walked all the way here, I feel like I have actually worked up quite an appetite. So, Libiana, what do you think to the smell in here?
It smells like pain au chocolat things.
It does, doesn't it? It smells of cinnamon as well. Can you smell? Mmm.
Smells yummy.
And we've got a beautiful counter, those very rich dark blue walls and a wooden effect. It's very Norwegian, isn't it? Right, time to have a look at the menu.
Stuff, don't I? You could inject some jam into it.
We've sat down with our goodies here. Oh, Libiana is just tucking in now to a hot chocolate with a butter bun. And she's got her mouth absolutely full and she's been dunking it in the hot chocolate and she's making little yummy noises as she's eating.
She looks like a chipmunk.
Helen, you introduced me to the Nordic Bakery book the other week and it was you that pointed me in the direction. You said it was one of the best books you'd seen for a long time.
I think it is one of the best books I've seen for a long time, apart from yours, of course, Vanessa.
You have to edit this out now. Carry on.
I love the Nordic Bakery, and I come here quite often with one of my friends, and we devour the sandwiches, and we love the Karelian pies, which are a little rye pastry pie, which is filled with either potato or rice, and garnished with an absolutely delicious egg butter. And we love the cakes, and I like the bakery because it's simple.
It's fuss-free, isn't it? I mean, you're fuss-free flavours, actually, which is kind of funny, and I'm going to say it's fuss-free. Libiana's just managed to... Because it is probably the most giant cup of hot chocolate I've seen for a really long time in these really deep, dark blue cups, and she's just spilt a little drop on the table here, and she's mopping it up, but... The tables are... There's something very... I don't know. It's calm, but it's also quite...
rich as well.
Yes, the colours are rich, but there's something very utilitarian about the whole place as well.
It's minimalist, but very warm, I think, at the same time.
quite a difficult combination.
It sort of feels quite nurturing in here as well, I feel.
And also, the food itself, I mean, those rye breads are that lovely, deep, dark rye, which is offset sort of quite nicely. The food is complemented by the texture of the walls and the wood. It's almost as though the room itself, which has got quite high ceilings and air vents above us, it's sort of got that stainless steel look, and that's offset by the food itself being served on very similar crockery.
And the food's... It appears at first glance to be very, very simple, but it's full of flavour and textures.
Yeah, that butter, that egg butter that you had, what was it, an open sandwich?
It was a Karelian pie, Vanessa, which was made with rye pastry, and it's filled with either potato or rice. Mm. It's then dipped into butter and then baked, so it's very rich, absolutely delicious. But then how simple can it be to fill a pie with rice?
Actually, you're right. It's got something very clean and simple, but those flavours are really good together.
And I think the flavour's the most important thing. And, you know, my blog's all about being fuss-free. I've cooked three things from the Nordic Bakery cookbook, and they were all incredibly easy to cook, and they were all without faff.
Well, I can see why you would absolutely love this place. You know what? I'm going to ask if we can go downstairs and talk to the baker in a minute. We'll finish this. I'm going to tuck into this blueberry pie, which is just... filled with big, fat, juicy blueberries and a sort of custard and then a very lovely, crumbly pastry. What I find really reassuring is that everything that I've eaten here today, and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is absolutely divine. I can actually make out of that bakery book.
I think also the food here is very appropriate for the current economy and the current aesthetics of living, because it's simple but delicious, and you haven't got all the froth and buttercream and faffing around in decorated cakes, which actually feels slightly frivolous. It's quite serious in here, isn't it?
There is an aspect to it that is sort of I don't know but it's pared right down, but the flavours come through, so I really like it. It isn't fussy, is it? So
it's not fussy, and I think it's food for people that like food rather than food for people that like the concept of food and like pretty food.
Yep, but it is still attractive, so it's Scandinavian. Because I found that this Norwegian-style cookery, the Scandalicious, has got her book out. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I've read the reviews, and I know that her blog's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, that's another book that we're going to be looking at some point. I've got it at home, and I think it's a stunning, stunning book. And there's something... You can see there is a sort of a paring down of things for this Norwegian food. It's really coming to the forefront of food fashion at the moment.
It is, and I'm wondering actually if the paring down of everything is something to do with the long, dark winters, where it's dark all the time, and the simple foods may be a comfort. I don't know. I think there must be something in the Scandinavian psyche with the dark winters and the long, long summers that makes them think differently about food to us.
But also the flavours with Scandinavian food, you're talking cinnamon, cardamom, they're warm spices that manage to infuse some coolness into the dish at the same time. It's quite a strange sort of combination.
It's warming and comforting, isn't it?
Yes, but not overpowering in some spices can really dominate, but I haven't found that any of this food has been totally dominated by any particular flavour. It sits at quite a nice level.
It's nicely blended, and I think I think some chefs can overspice, can over-egg everything, and it's obviously the chef is very skillful.
I think the recipes in the book as well, I want to say this, is they're not rich, as in the decoration and the way they're presented is I think that very dark blue is rich. But the food itself so far, when I've eaten, what I've eaten so far and what I've made from the book, the cinnamoness biscuits, then they don't leave you with that sort of slightly nauseous, sickly food when you've had too much of them.
No, and I think you're probably here, you're getting better value for money as well, because everything, all the effort has gone into the beautiful food, the beautiful taste, the beautiful flavours, and someone hasn't spent lots and lots of time decorating and prettifying. Mm. Although it is beautiful in its own simple way.
Right, I think we'll try and track down the chef and see if we can have a conversation with him to see what his secrets are. We've been very lucky because we've been allowed to come downstairs into the bakery, and to be truthful, all we had to do was follow our nose, because the smell permeating from downstairs in this bakery was just exquisite. You must be like the Pied Piper with sort of people coming in, just following the smell.
We take the smell home, actually, all the time. Yeah, you can feel that all the time. In your clothes, everything, your hair, everywhere. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, yeah.
It does taste. Now, we've come downstairs and we've just, I guess you girls are on your lunch break.
Yeah.
And you're both from Finland. So I'm going to interrupt your lunch here to ask you a little bit more about baking here. How long have you been, what's your name?
My name is Inka.
Inka, and you're from Finland?
Yes.
And how long have you been working here?
End of July, 2 years, for 2 years, yeah.
I mean, the baking that you do, it's Finnish. Can you tell me a little bit more about the history of the sort of Finnish baking and where it's sort of, what sort of food that you eat there? I mean, is this exactly what you eat?
In Finland? Yeah, I don't know the history. So...
it's really
common food in and baking in Finland, so, yeah.
And is this the sort of thing your mum makes?
Yeah.
So it's very traditional. Yeah. How long have you been working here?
6 months now.
And what's your favourite thing to bake?
Butter buns.
I have to say they were absolutely delicious. So how do you make them?
Well, it's really easy to make. We have to first prepare the dough, like bun dough. It's same dough than we use for the cinnamon buns. And, well, it's just like butter and sugar.
Sugar.
Yes. Sugar. Yeah, we put it top of the buns, just plain sugar, a normal sugar. So, I don't know.
Something's coming out of the oven here. Helen's standing in the doorway slightly. Oh, what do you think?
I think it smells absolutely gorgeous. I can see cinnamon buns. I can see, I think, some rye bread. And I can see two large cakes in lovely bunch tins.
These cinnamon buns have come out and they're a really deep, dark, almost... And in fact, I have to be honest, when I first saw them, maybe they were slightly burnt, but they're absolutely not, are they? They're just that very, very deep colour.
And covered in caramelised sugar.
That's what it is. It's the caramelised sugar because they're so dark. It's almost as though they're the colour of a deep wood.
They're like they're covered in molasses or toffee. Yeah. Absolutely delicious.
So, if you were to give us a top tip of what you think we should do when we're baking from this book, what's your top tip that you would give to us?
Top tip?
You bake these every day. Is there anything that you think that we need to sort of take into account when we're cooking these recipes?
Again?
It's very straightforward. They're very straightforward, you were saying, about the recipes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So just follow them.
Yes.
So that's lovely. Thank you very much for letting us interrupt your lunch break. It's been an absolute pleasure. What do you think, Helen?
I think it's great fun to come down here, and I'm actually very envious of that giant industrial mixer I can see. Imagine how many cinnamon buns you could make from that.
About 200?
I'm feeling hungry again, Vanessa.